This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
JP Morgan and Deutsche Bank are prohibiting the use of some chat rooms amid ongoing investigations of currency manipulation. The investment banking arm of UBS did the same last month. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has been following the story for us. Hello, Stacey.
Hi, David.
Tell me about these electronic chat rooms.
So these are chat rooms that traders use to coordinate with each other. They make it easier for traders in different buildings or on different floors to communicate about deals with clients. And traders also use them to communicate with people at other banks to negotiate prices, make trades, things like that.
And this chat room communication system caught the attention of regulators a number of times.
Yes. Chat rooms have been right in the middle of a lot of investigations into interest rate rigging and the manipulation of foreign exchange markets. And banks have paid really big for these kinds of conspiracies. Since last summer, big banks have paid fines of around $6 billion for rigging interest rates. So banks are seeing controlling chat rooms as a way to curb these problems. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, actually told employees specifically to watch what they write in instant messages.
And who runs the chat rooms?
Well, Bloomberg is a big one. You may have heard of Bloomberg terminals. These are these fancy setups a lot of traders use, and they feed financial data, and you can use them to make trades, things like that. There are more than 300,000 of them around Wall Street at 20 grand a pop. They have an instant message feature, and Bloomberg is very keen not to lose any lucrative business because of this. So it announced this week that it's going to tweak messaging features to give banks and financial institutions more control over employee communication.
The cost of instant communication. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith, thank you very much.